Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, 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 want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me when I have different styles of individuals on the show that has been successful in their business or just living out their dreams. It also inspires me to know when I touch and inspire someone who has just took my advice or just took my ideal dream business or whatever it was that I kind of helped you with. But I'm glad you did it, and thank you. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provision. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Again, I'm still looking for my independent artist to email me your MP3 submission so I can get your content on the show on OpenTalk 2 and on NowHipHop.com. So definitely make sure you do that. Also, last week on the show, had hip-hop, loving hip-hop, I'm sorry. Hail to the queen. I had Mama D here. She was rolling with me today. Today on the show, going to have an artist straight out of New York, Great Granddaddy. Y'all got to check him out. Check out his music. I'm going to play a little of his music, so definitely check that out as well. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. But before I get to the dirt and the gossip and reality, going to give you a blast from the past. And when I come back, going to play a little Great Granddaddy's music, and then I'm going to turn you over to the interview. So hold tight. Don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy, at Open Talk, too. Hold on.
All right. All got a blast from the past.
Treat me cold as ice.
29th Street Convent. Everything duck beat parties. Ball in the park, nothing. But girls after dark, we chill. Nobody gets ill in the place. We cover hill, but if you try them, that's when they will get wild. But they don't fight, they kill. That's the wild, wild. Remember parties out in the park with the girlies, rubbing up in the dark. I was smooth.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed your blast from the past. What y'all know about that? Y'all know nothing about that blast from the past. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Got to give you your dirt, little gossip. You know how we do it. And after that, going to have my hot artist from New York, Great Granddaddy, going to drop some of his music. Want you to pay attention to that and along with this interview. But, okay, before we get to that, got MJ up in here with me today. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
What you doing, MJ?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Say nothing. I want to talk about the dirt and the gossip, girl. Come on. We didn't talk about the Beyonce and them on the elevator.
Oh, and, yeah, yesterday's news.
I know. What was going on? Did you see our real wives of Atlanta? Did you see the reunion with the men?
Girl,
did
you, I was
you check them out
earlier? Yes. What was that about?
I don't know, but it was off the chain. That Greg was scared to say something. I know that.
What's the purpose of keeping it going? I mean, seriously, this is the longest season ever. Just let me
know. I guess, you know, they just got so much drama they just want to add out. I don't know.
Yeah, but really, the men, do we really have to hear from them?
Girl,
did we hear from them enough?
I like my men. I like Todd, Lucille.
So are we going to have something next week as well?
No, I think actually that was it. No, you know what?
Good.
No, yeah, that's it. And then you're going to have Candy, the wedding.
Yeah, that's on the first.
I think that was it.
I think that was it. But this other stuff, this is taking too long. Just
I know.
Let it go.
All right. Well, let's talk about my love and hip-hop to Atlanta.
Ooh, where you want to start?
I don't know. Where you want to start? My boo, Lil Scrappy. We know he ain't the baby daddy of Girls Baby. Oh, girl, did you see Young Jock gonna get caught?
But seriously, did you not know this man spent all this time with this lady? You did not know.
That's
they
what
were
I don't understand. That girl's on every that, night. She lying. You know how we could be messy.
Yeah.
That girl ain't saying no every night with Young Jock.
Rubbing salt in the wound. That's all she was doing.
He better be in somebody's studio playing, making something new. You're going down.
Thank you.
Going down.
Mm-hmm. I know that money has dried up by now.
Gone. It's gone. That's why you're on the show. Well, you see Waka Flocka finna get married, and Miss Dem was sentimental.
But you already know. It's going to be some drama. You already can tell. It wouldn't be love and hip-hop without it, you know. Somebody going to come up pregnant or something.
Well, you see, Bambi had a miscarriage.
We kind of figured
and
that.
And you know what? I got to tweet Mama D after a while. That was a nice little gesture that she did, bringing us.
Oh, Mama D.
Mama D. Well, you know what? When I talked to her a few weeks ago, she did say we were going to see a side of her we never saw. So kudos to you, Mama D.
Oh, go ahead, Mama D.
Mama D.
Speaking of Mama
girl.
D, did you see the video with Shay, the girl that used to mess with Scrappy? She knocked somebody in the head with a bottle.
Oh, no. Where? At a club?
Yes.
Well, only in Atlanta.
Yes. Oh, what? Watch it.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to go Google it and see, you know how they
yes.
do it.
Yes. She cracked that girl's skull with a bottle. I said, okie dokie.
That was a mess.
And Mama D was there, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's a girl.
What is this guy? Benzino's, no, not Benzino. Stevie J and them old manager.
How that looks? You get fired and you're going to spread the business. I mean, that's not a good look. Who's going to hire you?
No, that's not. That's how they do. You know, when mad day come, it's something. Especially if they know your personal and private business.
But why is Mimi so infatuated with what's going on with them? You worry about you and what you got going on right now.
Well, you know how that is. You know how. I'll say again, we messy. You know how we can do.
Lord.
That is
that messy.
Girl, I know. That's terrible.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know. We want to follow up on the shows. You got our have and have nots. They're going to be back in a few weeks.
That's your show right there.
Girl, that's my show. Girl, before I hang up with you, I got to tell you just a TMI moment. Guess who I had a dream about? Just guess. Kevin Hart. He was my boyfriend. You know what it was? I saw him ride along for the first time.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you see,
and that's the only way he was on my mind. Ain't that funny?
That is
crazy. I thought that's the best.
Kevin Hart. Congratulations to Sierra, too. She had her baby on yesterday.
That's right. She had a little boy.
Mm-hmm. Future. His name is Future.
Oh, that's the name?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not cool.
Yeah, okay. That's unique. Well, I mean, her best friend is Kim Kardashian. You know the name North and stuff. So, I'm not surprised.
Well, who said that they were best friends?
They are besties. You didn't know that?
No.
Yes, they are besties.
Oh, all right, then. Well, all right, MJ, thanks for rolling with me. I learned something new today.
All right.
Thanks for having me. All right. Thanks for rolling with me.
Bye.
All right, that was my MJ. You know, we got to pour out the tea. We got to give y'all a little dose in reality. You know how we do it. Come and drop one track from Great Granddaddy, and stay tuned. Don't move. You hang with your girl, send it over and talk to, because he's going to be here with me in the studio, so check it out. With the new brush bogus, with the glue on eyelashes, putting on masks just to be attractive. New chicks don't need a bunch of additives. Fat ass, so flat ass, be happy with that ass. Hot white, that ass, fat, that ass, in the back of the taxi cab, that's going through the press pass. Love yourself just a little bit, be grateful, even if you got a little.
You ain't home to get your woman's fun. My suggestion is you need to come.
Coming for you. Got great granddaddy. What's up, great granddaddy?
Going on, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's the weather down there?
It's nice out here, actually.
Oh, I need to come visit down there.
I don't know. It's going to be raining this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is my great granddaddy, and how did you get started in the music industry?
First of all, I'm one of the friendliest guys out here in New York, real down to earth. As far as music, I began in this year about 11. You know, like most of us, I started out performing. You know, came naturally.
Okay.
You know, I started off writing poems and reciting them, and you know, the people named me like the teachers and classmates. So I took the next step. You know, first I started cutting demos in my mom's room, sneaking in late night. And then, you know, over time, you know, I kept adding to my arsenal, you know, learning production, sharpening my writing skills, and, you know, getting acquainted with the business side, you know, in addition to live performance, so I could be like a well-rounded artist.
Okay. Well, how did you get your influences from?
Video Music Box. You know, as a youngin', my mother used to just have it on, and me and my sister would watch it, you know, we'd soak it up, you know, from the community. You know, and I'd say mostly my faith in God, the Bible, you know, helped me, you know, shape the way I view the world and how I interact with it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what do you hope to accomplish through your music?
Honestly, I hope to reduce crime.
Okay.
I mean, not to sound like I'm running for office or a politician, but, you know, if my music could make people treat each other a little better, mm-hmm. you know, at least in my part of the world, you know, make the haters stop hating, make the thugs stop thugging, and make the strippers keep stripping, but only for their men, I'd be happy with that.
Okay, I got you. What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
Wow, I'm an 80s baby, so hip-hop was relatively new when I was coming up. So, you know, I soaked up everything from Run DMC all the way down to DMX.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Curtis Jones.
If I had to name a couple, I'd say KRS-One, you know, Will Smith, Ice Cube.
Okay.
Nas and X.
I'm an 80s baby, too, so I like, you know, you got the Curtis Blow, you got Vanilla Ice, of course, but, you know, he had a one-hit wonder, but that was a good one back then.
Mm-hmm. Ice Baby.
That's right. You got the Rock Skate Roll
Bounce. Mm-hmm.
I'm there, too.
And
I feel you. I feel you. Well, let me ask you, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Well, hip-hop means to me is telling a story. You know, whatever's on the artist's heart, you know, whether they want to get a message across or, you know, just want to make a record for people to have a good time,
mm-hmm.
you know, promote what you're wearing, how you're living. You know, it's an outlet for expression.
Now, I agree with you. Are you collaborating with anybody or who would you like to collaborate with?
At this point in my career, I collaborated with Jackie Vinson, the singer from Austin, Texas, on a project. Maybe in the future, if I have to pick an established artist, I'd probably like to work with Kanye or Reverend Run. I can see that.
Okay.
If he's still recording music.
Kanye. So are you in the studio right now, working?
No, actually, I just finished releasing a project called Crime Doesn't Pay.
All right. You got to be looking for that.
Together.
We definitely got to check that out. So what do you see yourself 3 to 5 years from now?
God willing, I see myself prosper, a household name, you know, possibly working on my third debut.
Okay.
You know.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, what would you tell these young OGs, these other individuals that trying to get their feet wet, or, you know, trying to get in the music game? What words of wisdom would you share?
Well, first I'd say learn all you can about the business. You know, focus on your craft. Stay out of trouble and away from things that could possibly jeopardize, you know, what you set out to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't spend so much time around swimming as if, you know, golf is your sport, you know, to put it another way. Be patient, persistent, you know, and thank God for life, you know, because you can't sing if you're dead, you know, and just go for it.
I like that. I really like that. Because, you know, a lot of these young artists that's coming up, they look to the more seasoned veterans who's either been in the business for a while or they see, you know, what they're actually doing. So, you know, they're actually struggling trying to get out there. You know, I just recently paid attention that YouTube is an excellent outlet to, you know, display your music. So, you know, YouTube is really out there.
Yes, it definitely is. You know, you have to be real proactive with your approach to marketing, and you have to really pay attention to the business side of it.
Right. Right.
As well as, you know, the creative aspect, you know, so you could be a well-rounded artist.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling this show today.
Well, I thank you for having me, Cindy. I'm always open to talk, you know?
All right. Well, I'm going to drop some more tracks from Great Granddaddy. So stay tuned. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy, at Open Talk 2 on NowHipHop.com.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Great Granddaddy. Again, he's straight up out of New York, y'all. He's hot, y'all. Y'all definitely got to keep your eyes on him. Sure, he got some YouTube videos or something coming out. I'm going to play another joint from him. I think it's called Business Before Something. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it, but I've been listening to his music, and I like him. So y'all definitely got to check it out. Stay tight.
And it's time for the games, but I'm a grown man that looks like playing. Life ain't a toy, see, it's more like a cinema. We'll be all 6 feet deep when the credit comes. The Bible says, the diligent hand prosper. Ladies can get gourmet from the garbage. Make a promise that they'll never fulfill. A breach of oath made many feel the toast. Up close and personal, world is your bond. Cupcakes can get murdered over crumbs. Should have paid that $5,000 you owe. Instead, you at the club wine and dining out with chocolate Alamo. And what he learned late, the man he's supposed to pay set the date. Look at this fool, version of my treasure. Motto is business before pleasure.
Look at this fool. Look at this.
Look at this fool.
Look at this fool.
Nowadays, men got a lot of scams and schemes, cons to make profits, flow like a stream. Everybody looking for a shortcut, so the shortcut leads to a cutthroat. You know, this is your damn trip, the name brand. Big-ass labels all on his clothing. Bragging about the shoes cost me $500, and you know the jeans cost me $300. Can't forget the jewels, so on and so forth. But you claim you can't pay child support. In the Benz with the stereo banging, what you don't see is an skipping payment. The credit cards maxed out tomorrow. Borrowing from Peter just to pay Paul. Walking on the tightrope slip and you get it. Your motto should be business before pleasure.
I don't know. Look at this guy. I gave him so many opportunities to bless my
mother.
But now he's
sitting at the table. Welcome back. Hope you guys enjoyed Great Granddaddy's interview and also his music. Y'all definitely got to keep an eye on him, y'all. All right, y'all, this is wraps up tonight's show. Next week on the show, going to have Basketball Wise from L.A., the beautiful British Williams. She's definitely going to be rolling with me, so definitely check that out. All right, see y'all next week. Check me out. Don't forget me. Don't leave me hanging. Again, I'm looking for my independent artist to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk@yahoo.com. You want me to get them on the rotation for nowhiphop.com, which is a syndicated show in L.A., New York. It's played a little everywhere. So definitely hit me up and watch me on that one as well. Y'all have a good one.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rondo. Chilling with my girl, Cindy, with Open Talk 2. Take night.
All right.
Whole hood jumping. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping.
I know.
Jumping like the Easter Bunny. Say you need some loud, come and get it from me. I got it for the low. On the block, grinding like a stripper on the pole. I be drinking on the mo. I be blowing on the dro. Try and rob me on the low. I cock it back and let it go. Like X, I'm a roll. HB and my bossy ain't talking about money, bitch. Swerve. Ricky Bobby, hey.